Thanks for joining me. Fiona Ritchie with you for the Thistle and Shamrock. And my guest this week is Mary-Ann Kennedy. Stay with me and you'll get to meet her. The music of Clear, the DT's set, tunes by fiddler Bruce McGregor, and the lineup features Mary-Ann Kennedy on clarsach and vocals. She is a Scottish broadcaster, a music producer, a teacher, a composer, and a musician. This week on Thistle, Mary-Ann Kennedy joins us to introduce us to her family from the Isle of Skye, the Campbells. They're award-winning singers of Scots Gaelic song and pipers. She'll share the essence of her family's music and its connection to their Hebridean homeland when she joins us later on during our time together this week. Before we enter into their world of song and learn about the songs that spring from their community, let's hear another set of tunes from the band co-founded by Mary-Anne Clear, winners of Best Album at the inaugural Scots Trad Music Awards. This is their Parahandy set.
Thank you.
Seaton & Ian by the Campbells from Faun. The album is a landmark release of Gaelic songs and mouth music rooted in the tiny crofting township of Greep on the Isle of Skye, homeland of the Gaelic-speaking family of pipers and singers, which includes the revered singer Kenna Campbell and her daughter Mary-Ann Kennedy, and she's my guest this week. Let's immerse ourselves in more of their music before Mary-Ann puts it all in the context of the rural community whose music they carried and treasured in their urban upbringing in the city of Glasgow. This welcome song and some mouth music, Pur Shabil, is the perfect place for us to continue into the music of the Campbells.
Hey, you are. chryjek moda, kapanie chryjek moda, kwek sami szerysz kolonen. A panie chryjek moda, kwek kapanie chryjek moda, kapanie chryjek moda, kwek sami szerysz kolonen. A my szerysz kolonen, ty, a my szerysz kolonen. A my szerysz kolonen, ty, sapanie chryjek moda. A my szerysz kolonen, ty, a my szerysz kolonen. A my szerysz kolonen, ty, sapanie chryjek moda. Vorak, genuchin, stjana, ta frino, jana, chlamana, chick, stok, trick, chanum, hoim, vorak, genuchin, stjana, ta frino, jana, chlamana, chick, stok, trick, chanum, hoim, nina, kum, hoi, ox, sada, chon, kama, gang, dona, helmi, ox, chanum, dog, sada, amisha, hoi, ox, sada, helmi, bell, ram, the glitches, good looking gang, of the hood, I'm just a kill, vorak, genuchin, stjana, ta frino, Yonach na mana chik sto khadri ke chanam khay ina kan khoy ak sala chon khana bel do na khali ak shishun do kasata ale sha khoy ak sala ni bel ra mo to le ches ko to king ya do ko hora me she kyo sa hel la ho shikar shin ya nyo ya hel la ho khabon na ta khali hel la ho shikar shin ya nyo ya hel la ho khabon na ta khali hu bilu mishan kasawara bi Who will lose the shiny castle with a fee? Who will lose the nation realized? Who will lose the shiny castle with a fee? Who will lose the nation realized?
Manjil Mishamah.
Music from Faun, a collection of songs from a family of singers for whom music was like drawing breath, the Campbells. Mary-Ann Kennedy is one of the family and she has helped to oversee this recording. She's going to guide us deeper into her family's music as we continue together here on your radio. Remember, you can see a playlist of it all online within a couple of days and listen again too if you miss something. It's all at thistleradio.com and this is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you, joined here by Mary-Ann Kennedy.
I was born and brought up in Glasgow, in what was and is a very strong and Gaelic-speaking Highland and Island community. Glasgow was and still is, for many people, the first stop when you leave the islands for education or work or marriage or, you know, whatever.
People might be surprised at that because they think of Scotland, they think, well, the capital of Scotland, that's Edinburgh. But it's the one thing, one of the things that makes those two cities quite different.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the difference in character and in makeup, it is as extreme across those 50 miles that separates Edinburgh and Glasgow as Los Angeles and New York in many ways. You know, there's definitely an East Coast thing and a West Coast thing. So I grew up surrounded by Gaelic, surrounded by a lot of other communities where they had their own languages. I was looking by the wonders of Facebook. One of my Facebook friends is the woman who was my primary one teacher when I was 5 years old. But she posted online a picture of our primary one class, and she took us through the first 3 years. Mm-hmm. And she said, it was one of my favourite ever classes. When I'm describing my background to people, I'd say, you know, I grew up in a multicultural community where every child practically had a second language. There was Urdu, Punjabi, Polish, Irish, Mandarin, you know, all that around the south side of Glasgow. And I thought, maybe I've made this kind of construct to make it easier to explain my background. But there was that photograph, and it was just brilliant fun. Everybody just got on with it. Kids' perspective, obviously there will be difficulties and tensions and so on, but that's not what we were brought up with. We were brought up in a very, very happy atmosphere.
I think our communities are hugely enriched by all these new Scots and people who've come over the generations and currently to our communities, and we, you know, we love it. It's interesting that that's been your sort of sense of growing up, because I suppose some people might imagine that if you've grown up in Scotland and you're from a Gaelic speaking family, there'd be something almost insular about being part of that culture, and you've just explained something, you know, that's exact opposite of that. But your family are well known within the Gaelic music world. Your mum's Kenna Campbell, and from the family, the Campbells, music making family, singers, pipers, carriers of those traditions. And your mum still sings.
Absolutely. They grew up in a community where music was the constant to their life. It went through work, it went through play, it went through worship, it went through visiting. Songs and singing were not just for singing on stage, it was part of everyday life. And although my mum's family are known as a very musical family, they were surrounded by that as well. And they're just one wee pebble on the whole beach, really. And just they show, maybe in microcosm, what was special about that kind of community at that time.
I love the word faun, which means both land and melody, the same sounding word to mean different things, but things that actually, when you dig just a little bit, are very connected. And when you mm-hmm. talk about all the songs in your family, you know, songs of work and worship of the sea, of the land, of love, on loss, presumably. When you think of the different songs that come together mm-hmm. under that lovely concept of faun, land, melody, it would have been maybe only a matter of time before you'd want to kind of bring that together in a way that other people could touch and mm-hmm. experience.
As I said, everybody in the family sang, but there were only some of us that were daft enough to want to get up on a stage and do it. And there are five of us who do sing and perform together, and occasionally with some other guest musicians, and with a wonderful American dancer called Nick Garris, who just understands what the family's known for in particular is Pushta Biel for mouth music, and his innate understanding of how dance music works and how to respond to it has made for a very happy relationship, especially between Nick, who has been described as being only lightly tethered by gravity. But the relationship between him and my mum, who's 76 now and still singing, watching the two of them sparking off each other as they're singing and dancing together is very special.
Ben y drochlad ers begr y mini, ben yn drochlad ar neon ich. Ben y drochlad ers begr y mini, ben yn drochlad ar neon ich. Ben y drochlad ers begr y mini, ben yn drochlad ar neon ich. Ben y drochlad ers begr y mini, ben yn drochlad ar neon ich.
Bidi Kriechens, Bidi Kraven, Binnendrochnader Neonich. Bidi Kriechens, Bidi Kraven, Binnendrochnader Neonich. Bidi Kriechens, Bidi Kraven, Binnendrochnader Neonich. Binnendrochnader Spekeramini, Binnendrochnader Neonich. Galein skippte, 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 Galein skippte, sjönjer toi. Galein skippte, hetter ich, Belchrimmer, ich, sjönjer toi. Galein skippte, 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 Galein skippte, sjönjer toi. Galein skippte, hetter ich, Belchrimmer, ich, sjönjer toi. Schiene, 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 tochen, schiene, schiene, bar noch koi. Schiene, 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 tochen, pekinje, nullem, hagaber im jo. Schiene, 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 tochen, schiene, 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 bar noch koi. Schiene, 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 doch in dem Pekin, in New York, I am in
the old Vishkran, all the garn karachi, all the Vishkran, all the garn karachi, three cowl, all the Vishkran, all the garn karachi, all the Vishkran, all the garn karachi, three cowl, hey, I have the cocker, all the hey, I have the cocker, hey, I have the cocker, all the
Vishkran, all the garn karachi, Janet, you come out, goodbye, I have a necky. Janet, you come out, so good, fair, no, 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 Janet, you come out, goodbye, I have a necky. Janet, you come out, so good, fair, no, 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 Sam Rain of Hunum is a whole amazing woman. Sam Rain of Hunum in a curly van a shonet. Sam Rain of Hunum is a whole amazing woman. Gram Rain of Hunum in a curly van a shonet.
Pwrsht a bial literally means tunes out of the mouth, and they're tunes rather than songs. You think of them as the vocal version of instrumental dance tunes, and they are made for dancing too, so that the downbeat actually is a downbeat that is a springboard. It lifts and the lift in the melody is what gives you the lift to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And the words, oftentimes you'll hear them described as nonsense words, which is a bit of a harsh description, I think. Sometimes they're tongue twisters, sometimes they're memory aids because they're almost like Lego bricks. The words match the little units of melody for people away from their instruments. Oh. They were a good way to remember tunes. Sometimes they were taking the mickey out of somebody locally, or, you know, marking some funny little local event. Sometimes they're very blue, a lot of double meanings kicking about. Very unselfconscious, mm-hmm. obviously, but they are sophisticated in their own way.
And creating the rhythms and capturing the tunes so that people can dance as well as they would dance to a fiddle or a celliband,
mm-hmm.
which would have been handy at different times when, just by the nature of things, there wasn't a musician available, but also during more difficult times when the playing of musical instruments was outlawed, and that would be a way to hold on to the music during dark yeah. historical days.
It's the most convenient instrument, you know, because it's with you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose the other thing to remember is that social dancing is a relatively new thing. Couple dancing and circle dancing, you know, that is relatively new compared to what would have happened with reels and strathspeys. They'd have been danced in the kitchen when, mm-hmm. of course, a voice is going to do you just as well as a fiddle. I'm not sure I would like to be trying to belt out some mouth music for a gay Gordon's, you know, in the local village hall. That's a bit of a tall order, even for an experienced singer. But it belongs to that more intimate
yeah.
ceilidh. Mm-hmm. And a ceilidh did just mean a visit.
Yes.
So
it was spontaneous. It was, yes. Let's make a bit of music and dance, and someone would be pressed into service, someone with a good pair of lungs and a whole lot of tunes in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And a good sense of rhythm.
So because my grandfather and his brothers were pipers, and, you know, they were all singers, that particular combination really is what I think has led to my mum's generation in particular being well known for singing dance tunes.
Hold me good.
There was one poet in particular from the village who was, he was another Campbell. And he's one of what they call in Gaelic the Barsht Bala, village poets. And again, that doesn't really do them justice because their command of the Gaelic language and its richness and their ability to play with it was second to none. And this guy in particular, Don Ruag, Red Donald, he was wicked with his words. You know, if you came to be the focus of one of his mostly very funny songs, woe betide you, because you were going to you were definitely going to come off
a roasting.
Yeah, in second place. There's only one song that remains that we recorded on Fionn on the album that was the only love song that survives of his, and he wrote it for his wife, fortunately. And it's actually about a place just at the very edge of our croft. It's called Crochton Creeve, which just means the little hillock of the trees, and you can actually see it from where the croft house is.
Oh,
kind of insights do you hope people get when they listen to the CD and when they look through the book? And it sounds like it's been a labour of love and an important document for the family to put it in, as a book and a CD. Mm-hmm. So when people come to this collection, what do you hope that they are able to see into your world?
I hope that by listening to the songs as we sing them today on the album, by going through the book, by listening to the archive recordings that we have of my mum's generation, my grandfather's generation, that people can get an idea of the world in which this music and these people thrived. We've tried, especially with the book, to approach the story from various different angles, because above all, although they are performers, they are essentially very modest people, and the whole idea of somebody writing a book about the family was kind of, oh, you can't be doing that. So we had a good friend of ours, a wonderful broadcaster herself, Morag Stewart, did a whole series of interviews with different members of the family and has strung a sort of chronology together with these different voices. We've got family trees, we've got pictures of the maps of the village of Ruag and Greep, and every house and who would have been living there at the time. My uncle Callum, who sadly died earlier this year as we were finishing the research for the book, he was just he was a marvellous man. He was an outdoor guy, he was a forester, but a fantastic intellect as well. He knew the name of every blade of grass, every feather on a bird. You know, he was never happier than when he was out doing that. And he could give us the name of every rocky outcrop around the headland of the Croft, because the Croft was right at the very end of the village, on a big headland all in its own. So it did have such a dramatic character to the way it looked, and we had it all to ourselves. You know, kids coming out from the city, having that freedom to run wild over the,
not worry
over the
about
headland,
running under a bus.
Yeah, well, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, going out to watch your grandparents milk the cow and drink the warm, frothy milk that I don't think I could do today, but there was nothing to beat it when I was a kid.
It sounds like an extremely organic project and a very integrated project, as you describe the you know, presumably photographs, connections, family trees, music, and how it all comes together in the book and the CD. But then that sounds like how music was in their lives. It was very integrated. It wasn't, yeah, and now we sing.
Yes, and if that comes across, then I'll be pleased that we've succeeded.
Well, what a lovely thing you've done in for your family, you know, to put together this wonderful collection and wonderful legacy, but for everybody else as well, to be able to have this music available, but also an insight into the context of the music. It's not a disembodied thing that we listen to in a CD or read some sheet music. Mm-hmm. We get to see how it emerges from real life through the generations, and that's a great thing.
Yeah. Some of the songs that the younger generation hadn't heard people like my grandfather and my great uncle singing them, because they were older dudes when we knew them as kids.
Is that a Gaelic word, dude?
It was so that was quite exciting for us to hear these recordings that are preserved in the School of Scottish Studies, and I should say that the school have been incredibly supportive of us. The folks based at the University of Edinburgh were so open, gave us every possible kind of help, and what they do in preserving that treasure trove is it just can't be overestimated. And it was so special being able to hear these young voices. I think my mum and her brother Seamus, who's the other older singer in the group, I think they find it quite overwhelming sometimes during the research. It was a very emotional journey for them to go through.
It must have been
more than once my mum just had to stop, because these were the people that she'd grown up with.
Yes.
and yet sounded so alive in these recordings.
Yes, that must have been quite a draining experience for her, but the involvement of the School of Scottish Studies in and of itself is an endorsement of how important this project is, not just for your family, but for us all who appreciate the great legacy of Gaelic song and music. Well, Mary-Ann Kennedy, it's a great pleasure to welcome you back. I haven't seen you in this particular setting for a while, and thanks for coming to visit me. It's Faun, which is an album and book collection of the Campbells and their extended family and friends, and going back in time and right up to the present. A wonderful project, and I really appreciate you giving us that insight into it, and people can appreciate it all the more when they encounter it themselves.
Fiona, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Clan from Clear. My guest has been Marianne Kennedy of the Campbells, introducing their album Faun, spelled F-O-N-N. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. Programme playlists are updated and archived each week at our website, where you can also listen again and stream our Thistle Radio 24/7 music channel. It's all at thistleradio.com. Thanks again to my guest this week, Marianne Kennedy, and thanks to you for joining us. At thistleradio.com, the Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. poetryfoundation.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.